Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
How y'all doing? Yeah, it was really cool. Very appreciative and thankful that I got opportunity. Shout out to Netflix and Adam and the whole Netflix team inviting me and getting me there to be able to meet Adam, who's a down-to-earth guy, really cool, chill guy. A surreal moment for me for sure. So very cool, man.
Is that the motivation? I mean, to get to 2,000, is that like the carrot?
Not really. I kind of try to keep it focused on the team aspect. If it's meant to be for me, it'll be. But, I got to meet Adam Sandler, my favorite actor. So that was, it's a real moment for me. And, just blessed to get the opportunity.
What's the best Adam Sandler movie?
That's hard. It's too many. I got a list. I like Big Daddy, Click, Mr. Deeds. I think those are my top three, but I could go on and on about his movies. I'm a huge Adam Sandler fan.
Derrick, I think Adam Sandler said on the Dan Patrick show today that you don't need to hit 2,000 to get the movie. I mean, like, have the terms changed? Are you expecting to be in it regardless of what you do this season?
I mean, I'm not expecting anything. For me to even get there and be able to meet him and have that whole experience, really, I'll just telling Dan Patrick, just tell Adam, he's my favorite actor, just out of love. And, it turned into all of that, which I'm really appreciative of. But for me to get there and to be able to meet him, that would have been good enough. If he wants to put me in the movie, I'd be happy as hell too. But, just a cool moment that I'll never forget. They might have kept that to themselves, but they never really told me much about it. Maybe they had ideas, but I was stuck on playing running back. I knew that's why I wanted to play. I knew that, I wanted an opportunity when I went into college, and that's what I was focused on. I mean, I know the norm wasn't my size of running backs, coming around these days, but I was determined. That's what I played since I was a kid, and that's what I wanted to do.
How much room is there for to grow, and what can you expect, not just with Lamar, the chemistry, with Todd Monken, the whole thing, while running it back?
Yeah, it's always room to grow, room to improve, and that's why you have training camp, the off season, to focus on those things and continue to hound on those things, hold each other accountable on the field, in meetings, leaders step up. Guys pushing each other each and every day on all three phases of the ball. And I think that's what we focus on, growth, getting better every day, making each other better every day, and see where it takes us.
Was your training regimen during the offseason any different than prior years as you get a little older?
Nah, I could stick to the same thing. Like I said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I keep doing my same thing.
Derrick, come on back to the roster. Obviously, you talked about playing with Lamar. Just what goes through your head when you look around? This roster, there's so much talent. They've added a couple guys, D-Hop, another guy,
yeah,
the offseason. Like, I'm just curious if you ever sort of look around and, and take that in terms of the level of talent that you're surrounded with here.
Yeah, I mean, it's always cool to be on a team with high-caliber players who have incredible talent, but I think you got to put the work in. Everybody can look good in the jersey and don't have the big name, but it's about the work you put in, the chemistry you build on the field each and every day, pushing each other to get each other better, just so when we get to the season, we're cooking on all cylinders. But we all more interested in the work than all the hype and what it looks like.
What's your reaction when you hear
you and D-Hop on the sideline chatting? What's it like to be reunited with him in training camp?
Yeah, D-Hop's like a brother. I played with him in Tennessee, so we know each other everywhere. Just chatting it up. Just be happy to be back together, playing football, being out here, and just building chemistry with one another.
What's your
what's your reaction when you hear pundits and so forth talk about age 30 being some sort of fault line for running backs, production drops?
Well, I'm 31 now, so the age 30 thing is should be gone now. I don't worry about it too much. Just focus on how I can be a better teammate, be a better player for this organization, and play at a high level to help this team go where it wants to go, and just come in and do my job every day the best way I can.
Derek, a year ago at training camp, you were still learning the offense and how everything operates. Now that you've had a year under your belt and you know how it operates, how does that change your focus, if at all, in training camp this year?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I've been having a year under my belt. You're a lot familiar with the offense, but it's still room to grow, still room to improve, still room to learn, and you know, that's what I'm trying to focus on. How can I improve being a year under this offense and get better than I was last year?
Derek, last year to start the year was a lot of turnover on the offensive line. This year, a lot of those same guys are brought back, a lot of continuity. Does that give you, I guess, optimism that you guys can get off maybe to that fast start that you wanted to last year?
I mean, I think the main focus right now is being out here in training camp and putting the work in and getting better and then letting that transition. I don't want to look too far ahead and I'll say too much, but, you know, just being present right now, focus on what we need to do out here on the field just so when we get in the season, we're doing what we're supposed to do to get what we want.
Keaton Mitchell is back and healthy. Just from your perspective, what do you see from Keaton on the practice field?
Yeah, I mean, OTAs, he was flying. Got that speed back that everybody knows him for. He worked hard throughout last year to get back, and it's good to see his feet back under him. And you know, he's flying around. I think he's back to the old Keaton of being fast, being supersonic, and being wink, and being his normal self. So happy to see him get his feet back under him and being healthy. And you know, he's going to help us a lot this year.
All right, thank you.